depending how well you do something, you say he can do it better than
us.
Okay. Or better than I
can.
Yeah. If a man has been running for 2 miles and then had to stop, you'd say 2 miles is blank, he could go
as far as he could go.
Okay. If something belongs to me, you say it's blank.
Mine.
Uh-huh. If it belongs to both of us, you say it's blank.
Ours.
Okay. If it belongs to both of them, you say it's
his and hers.
Or
theirs.
Okay. If it belongs to him, you'd say it's
his.
Okay. If it belongs to her, you'd say it's
hers.
Okay. If it belongs to me, you'd say it's
yours.
Okay. People have come to visit you and they're about to leave. You say to them, blank, come back again. Or referring to it's evocative, it's an out direct address. Y'all, okay.
Y'all come.
You ever say, you sir, Ewens or
Ewens. Yeah, I've heard it. No, great. I don't say it, but I've heard it. I've been teaching in school. I've been in all kinds of homes, and that's the first thing they'll say when you get up out of the chair. Ewens, come now.
Really? Heard around here?
Yes, sir. Really, it's been heard around here. And, yes. In this county.
Really?
Yes.
Native speakers?
Yes.
Pretty, Ewens.
Ewens,
yeah.
Yeah, that's a common term.
I've heard it before. They
older people use it.
Yeah, they say.
Older than our generation.
Uh-huh. They say it's supposed to be coming down from North Carolina, the Great Banks area, or something like that.
Probably.
Yeah. Uh-huh. A lot of influx between the populations. Uh-huh. Or a lot of, I suppose.
They trying to make you go to me more than the one.
Ewens, yeah. Well, they say you guys.
Well, I don't know if it's worse to say Ewens than you all.
Well,
you all come and you hear it all the time.
And the northerners say, you guys.
You guys? Well, what's the difference?
Nothing.
And they call girls guys just like us. Guys don't mean anything. It's
yeah.
A flip-up type of thing.
All right.
You guys, that was a little girl in our school, and you know her. And she can't talk to anybody with it. To any girls without calling them guys. Now, you guys, come on, let's do this now, you guys. And they look at her sometimes like she's out of this world or something, because they don't believe they're guys. Really.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well, if their car was out in the road, you might say to them, someone's going to run into blank car.
Into your car?
Uh-huh. Or their car?
Into his car, her car?
Or?
My car?
Or? Plural third person, plural per...
Their car.
Okay, fine. Asking about children at a party, you'd say, blank, you've been there. Or inquiring about a party, you'd say, blank, you've been there. Blank, you've been there. Blank,
I've been there.
Now, who would you say? What would be your interrogative pronoun there?
Who has been there?
You ever say, who all?
Who all?
Yeah.
I guess so. Because you're trying to find out who they were.
Yeah. When you're asking about all the speaker's remarks, everything said, you might say, blank did he say?
What did he say?
Or, what all?
What all did he say?
Yeah. If no one else will look for them, you'd say they've got to look out for...
themselves?
Yeah. Okay. If no one else will do it for him, you say he'd better do it blank.
For himself?
Yeah. Okay. What is made of flour baking loaves? What is made of flour baked in loaves?
Bread?
Right. When it is made to rise with yeast, you call it?
Loaf? Or?
Loaf bread?
Yes, it's called loaf. That's what you buy in the store.
Sure.
Made with yeast.
So there's
back in the older days, they had other kinds of bread. They called it yeast bread, but they called it other names too. I don't know.
Ever heard of light bread?
Light bread. My mother made light bread.
What was light bread like?
Light bread that she made.